excited.
What'd you have to carry the cross puck piece?
I had 38 to carry.
Did you think about laying it up?
No, if I hit it flat and flush, it's fine. It carries. But I spun it. And you spin against that wind, it's not going to go very far. And I'm going to win about 225 or so. I was on a slight upslope. I was that 17th hole has little ridges in it. I happened to catch it on a slight upslope and I had to trap it to get it there. But I just didn't do it.
Can you describe the conditions and how it affected your round today?
It was very different today. It was a lot slower out there. The greens were slower. It looked like they didn't either roll some of them or didn't cut them. It was very different. 18 was really slow. I'm sure that there were quite a few guys leaving putts short from below the hole. Lee got fooled a couple times today, so did I. And we land the ball in green spots, and it sticks. You know, land the ball in dry spot, and you know, runs 70, 80 yards. So it was a really tough test and feel, and looking where you need to land the ball, and really try and land the ball on that number with the correct shape and spin.
Your body language looked like you thought you had it even on 18. You thought it was going a little faster?
What I'm seeing is I see the grass is longer than the other greens. But I know it's coming up and over that ridge, and it's going to have a little bit of run out. But it got caught coming over that ridge, and I could see, you know, down where the hole is, it's, you know, a lot greener than most of the greens. And I didn't trust my eyes and what I saw. And, it was dead center, just short.
Overall, your round today, and I know obviously any day can be better, but overall in your position for tomorrow?
I'm pleased where I'm at. I'm only two back. There's only one guy ahead of me, and you know, tomorrow's, you know, we'll see what they do tomorrow. You know, we'll watch the telecast like we do every day. And you know, I noticed that everybody this morning was leaving the ball short, couldn't get a ball to the hole, flag high, or you know, uphill putts. Everyone was leaving putts short, so I knew there was they put quite a bit of water on them, or didn't get the greens as fast. And guys were trying to make adjustments, and you could see as the rounds were going along, guys were starting to get a feel for it, but you know, early on they didn't quite have that feel.
I could tell you the putt it too. Did you feel like you had the speed and would have it the rest of the way there? And then the tee shot at 7, I wonder if you talked about that.
Yeah, I was just, you know, just get one of the hole. You know, just somehow get one of the hole. And it's uphill, you know, it's very green. And just make sure it's only about 4 or 5 inches outside the right. Just make sure I hit it hard enough, and I did, and then end up getting there and falling in. 7, I hit it too flat. It was a 9-iron. It was, we had like 85 front or something like that. And I hit it too flat. It went like 220 or something like that, or whatever it was. But I hit it too flat for that. I mean, Lee hit the perfect shot. He threw it straight up and landed the ball in the upslope. And I was trying to land the ball in the upslope, but I hit it too flat, and it flatlined and was out of here.
Could you describe what it was like out there? It was real fair to me. You were ahead 2 shots ahead at one stage. He was 3 shots ahead of you. Hmm. It must have been as thrilling to play as it was to watch.
No, I think it was, well, for me, it was just trying to grind along and play my own game, regardless of what Lee was doing or what anyone else was doing. You know, this golf course is a tough test, and I was just trying to, you know, execute my own game plan. And, you know, wherever that ended up, and it ended up, and I ended up one over par, which, you know, wasn't too bad.
What do you take most positive from today that carries into tomorrow, do you think?
I feel like I played well today. I really did. And I had a couple opportunities to make a couple putts. I just didn't do it. And got a couple weird bounces out there, which is normal. Yeah. But all in all, it was a good, solid day. I really played well. And you know, tomorrow, hopefully, I can play just a little bit better and make a couple more putts.
More advantageous to be where you are, a serial major winner, and you know what it takes, you've done it, to be 2 shots behind a guy who has all the class to do it, but hasn't, so when it starts to play into your head, are you in a great position, are you in a better position than Lee, who's got it all to do?
I don't know. I've got 14 of these things, and I know what it takes to win it. He's won tournaments all over the world. He knows how to win golf tournaments, so he's 2 shots ahead, and you know, we're going to go out there and we're both going to compete and play. And it's not just us too. You know, there's a bunch of guys who have a chance to win this tournament, and all of us need to really play well in order to win it.
Tiger, we know how much you want to win. We know how much you want to win the majors. You've talked about that quite openly. And course, we always remind you it's been 5 years since you won. How much do you want to win this thing tomorrow?
Well, I really do. I'm looking forward to it. I'm looking forward to the challenge of it. And you know, I've been in this position before, well, the past 5 years, and I've been in that hunt on that mix, and I'm in it again. So hopefully tomorrow I can play well and win the tournament.
What did you think of the way that Lee played?
You know, he played solid. You know, he had a couple loose shots there, you know, here and there, but I mean, he really played well, and he made a couple big putts. You know, at 16, 17, and it looked like he was going to make double there, and made a nice birdie at 17. So he made a couple good putts, missed a couple on the front nine as well. So it was. I shot one over, he shot one under, so it was a pretty steady day for both of us.
How about that two-hole stretch where you made up three shots really quick? Does that tell you a lot about what can happen out here? Basically, you can't take anything for granted?
Well, I mean, I was three back at that point, but I was just plodding along. I said, just be patient, just play my own game, and whatever happens at the end of the day, it happens. Just play my own game, and you know, it changed quickly. And, you know, the guys made a run from behind us as well. So, you know, there's a lot of guys in there with a chance to win, and anything can happen. And, you know, if we get another different condition, another different day, and, you know, with these bounces and the way things are going, and these are some really tough hole locations. And they're putting it on sides of slopes, and it's really hard to make birdies. It's hard to get the ball close. So we'll see what they do tomorrow.
You wish you were playing with them tomorrow?
Thanks, Tiger.
Thank you.